We are on the air. We are on the air. Right? Are we up? Are we up? Everything's right? The question is everything definitely right? Is everything right? Right? This is Radio Free Brooklyn, radiofreebrooklyn.com. The show's called Thought Patterns. We're here the first Sunday of every month, right? We're on the air, right? The thing, if you have to ask, you probably are on the air, right? Okay, that's excellent. So we'll turn down these mics here, and let's turn down. So how do we turn this one off? So these on? Yeah. We have a very special show for you planned today. A very special show. We're going to be doing a live video recording. So we push archive on this thing. Is that how it starts? Or something?
We don't have archive.
We don't? Oh, my gosh. I am a technical maniac. No, I am not fine. I defer to disagree on that one. I defer to disagree. The show is called Thought Patterns. Thought Patterns with Jason Trachtenberg. We're here. We'll catch you guys next time, okay? Thank you very much. No, sorry. No, there are no sorries in show business. There are no sorries.
Have a great show.
Thank you. Have a great show. Good afternoon. It's good to be in Bushwick. It's always good to be in Bushwick. So we're only going to be using Thought Patterns. It's good to be here today. As noted, we have a very special show for you today. We are going to be filming a live video a little bit later on in the show. We're also going to do this new concept that I've come up with. Basically, we are putting together comedy, music, and poetry into one complete experience where it's all as one. It's not, you know, what's the show? It is its own genre. Comedy, poetry, and music in a new format called Promise. It's a new format called Promise. And so let's begin the show. If everyone would like to take a 5 second, and I'm sorry, a 10 second meditation, please take a 10 second meditation. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in. That's about 10 seconds, right? Oh, you guys are... It's always good to meditate on the air. That's one thing they teach you. But I'd like to actually, at this point, officially welcome everyone to Thought Patterns. I'm Jason Trachtenberg, your host for this hour on Radio Free Brooklyn. The show's called Thought Patterns. Thought Patterns. Entering and exiting, coming and going, giving and taking, coming and going, in one ear and out the other, as they say, in one ear and out the other, in one ear and out the other, in one ear and out the other. That's what they say. It's called Thought Patterns. And I'm your host, Jason Trachtenberg. Today's topics include news, views, and possibly my favorite segment, the weather and traffic together. We've got the weather, we've got the traffic, and we've got it together forever. On the fours, there'll be stories, there'll be songs, there'll be some poetry, there'll be some prose, and it goes and goes and goes. As far as I'm concerned, these are all thought patterns. Jokes? I'll tell a few. But what I really want to talk about today is sour grapes. That's right. Everyone's been telling me, I've got sour grapes, and or that I've been acting and reacting in ways that make people say that, you've guessed it, I've got the sour grapes. You got sour grapes, man. They say, you got them. You got them grapes. I hear it all day long. You got the sour grapes. You got the sour grapes, brah. That's what they say to me. You got sour grapes. Well, to that I say, I happen to like my grapes a little sour. And I just as soon take my pears a bit tart as well, believe it or not. No one is telling me tart pears. You've got tart pears, right? No one's telling me that, right? I need my apples to be very crisp. I need my bananas ripe. Brown freckles, if you will. Yeah. My nectarines are hard as rock. My watermelon seeded. But I am particular. Some would say that I'm conceited. Conceited about produce, that is, and the power from within. But if you want to call me something, call me a fruitarian. I got sour grapes. I'd like to tell everyone a story about my youth. People often say, oh, you know, what's it all about? You know, where'd you come from? How did you become the radio show host and cook that you are? You know, that doesn't just happen. Tell me a little story from your past. And so possibly to help everyone learn a little bit about, you know, where I'm coming from and how I got here, let me tell you a little story from my past. For those of you who don't know, I was deeply involved in youth basketball. That's right. When I was in the 4th, 5th, and 6th grades, and ages 8, 9, and 10 years old, respectively, I participated in youth basketball. They teach us the fundamentals of the game with equal emphasis on both the fun and the mental. We develop skill sets, sets of skills. We practice drills, layups, rebounding, the bounce pass, the chest pass, the zone defense, the zone offense. They had that. Free throws and foul shots. We did them both. There's no excuse to miss either one. You get two. Our team practiced for hours upon hours, two or three times a week for months on end. We practiced our drills. We had uniforms with numbers on the back. My first year, I was number 50. And the next year, I was number 55. And then, oddly enough, I can't remember what my uniform number was for my third and final year of youth basketball. Maybe it was 11, but I think it was probably 53. Anyway, it was one of those two numbers, either 11 or 53. I'm pretty sure it was 53. I just wanted it to be 11. But in full disclosure, just going to clear things up for you a little bit here. The year was 1980. The two previous seasons, 1979 and 1978, were memorable for successfully executed layup drills. Mm-hmm. And, you ready for this? A full season's worth of games against more than comparable competition. In other words, the other teams were always, let's just say, quite a bit better and quite a bit taller than our team was. We were the 8 and 9 year old boys representing the Jewish Community Center, the JCC, in Bellevue, Washington, 1978, 1979, 1980. The time frame is important because the music was so good. Youth basketball, late 70s, top that. You can't. But the story continues. As I mentioned earlier, our team was on the short side, not in spirit, but in height. Let's just put it this way. I was the power forward for our teams. That's how short our team was. But we did run real plays, unlike today's basketball. And I don't know why, but we had really, really good set plays and really, really, really good competition. Really good competition, who were much taller than we were and possibly still are taller than we are. The team would go on a van or a bus and visit the neighboring towns teams from the YMCAs and other youth groups, different schools, church organizations. We had schools and we had our games in old church basements, rec centers, parks. And the funny thing about our team is that although, shall we say, we practiced religiously because we're from the Jewish Community Center, we executed our set plays every time up and down the court on offense and defense. And our team would generally lose every game by scores such as 58-6 or 47-14 on a better day. This went on for 3 years. And although I left organized basketball on my own terms in 1980, I still, to this day, go down to the neighborhood basketball courts and shoot around with the guys who are even taller than they were before. Okay. So if that doesn't explain to you where I'm coming from, then maybe you have a better understanding of where it is that I'm coming from. So we're on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. We're here the first Sunday of every month. Long story short, I believe there's a benefit for Radio Free Brooklyn this upcoming Saturday, the 10th. And you can find out about that on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. So as we know, we're filming a live video here today. We're going to do a fourth wall down for a second. Gentlemen, how are the preparations for the live video coming along? Okay, it's working. We are recording? We're recording live video?
Not yet?
No. Right, let me know whenever we're ready. Let me know when we're recording. We're
plugging some mics.
Okay. So good. All's good, though? All's good? Okay. Sure. Whenever you're ready. Folks, we are filming a live video here this afternoon. Just letting everyone know, a little behind-the-scenes stuff here. Pretty exciting. Let's see. Actually, we have a couple of advertisers here on Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm very, very pleased to have some new sponsors. But before we do our new sponsors, I would be remiss, and I don't want to be remiss, if I did not mention that I had a special request recently, and that was to share a recipe that I came up with. And this request came from the host of the show who's on after us, here on Thought Patterns with Jason Trachtenberg. The show is We Only Listen to Dead People, music, mostly from, just by default, a day ago, I suppose, but generally 50 years ago. But I actually had a very special request from the host, Carol Gimble, to talk about my recipe that I make for honey mustard dressing, but just immediately to let everyone know, it's actually mustard honey dressing. Why? Because you use a lot more mustard than honey, unless you want your salad really sweet. And that's just crossing the line, folks. Seriously, we can, you know, we have a sense of decency on this show, and we do not need sweet salads. Okay, that's just crossing the line right there. So let me tell everyone my recipe for mustard honey dressing. First, take 4 tablespoons of mustard. Then take 1 teaspoon of honey. Then add some ginger powder, maybe a little bit of cayenne pepper powder. That's good enough for me. There you go. Maybe a little garlic powder. Put it in a jar. Maybe add a little bit of water because, folks, have you ever bought a salad dressing in a jar before? Guess what the first ingredient is? Hopefully, if it's not horrible oil, water. Make your own salad dressing, which I'm doing right now on the air. You put it in a bottle with a little bit of water, shake it up, and you've got a fresh, spicy, fresh, not been sitting in a bottle for 6 months or who knows how long in these bodegas around here. Jeez, probably passed on from the previous bodega. Expiration dates, I mean, yeah, if it expired in 1918, I guess it would look like it's still fresh. You put it in a bottle in a glass jar that you have from some other purposes, and then you shake it up and put it on your salad, and then you got the rest of your meal to deal with. folks, I can only help you out so much today. Let me thank everyone very much here. Should we run a couple of ads? And then we'll get this rolling. Are we rolling tape yet?
Yeah.
Okay, we're rolling tape. Okay, wait, hold on.
Can you
can I put down this mic? Exactly. We're in show business, folks. We're in show business. Good call. Thank you. Yeah. Seriously, the fourth wall is completely down, and now this mic stand is down. So as noted before, Carol Gimble, Carol Gimble, there is your recipe for mustard honey dressing, and thank you for asking me for that. She'll be hosting the next show, which is called We Only Listen to Dead People, which comes up at 5:01 here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Let me thank our advertisers, because without our advertisers, we would be nothing. Okay, we would be nothing without our advertisers. Let me thank Dr. Harkless's Chihuahua Weight Loss Program. Chihuahua Weight Loss. Here's some testimonials. Actually, for those of you who do have our video link right now, you can go to the pictures of a before and after picture of the Chihuahua. Here's a testimonial. I lost 8.2 ounces. I lost 1 pound. I lost 1.5 pounds. Results are typical and should be expected. Dr. Glasshart's Chihuahua Weight Loss Program. Come see Dr. Glasshart with your Chihuahua and lose up to 1.2 pounds, which would be a little bit of a higher than expected weight loss for your Chihuahua, who probably needs weight loss. Let me think of one of our other sponsors, a brand new sponsor to the show. We went corporate. I can't believe this. Converse Sneakers is sponsoring our show. Converse Sneakers. Where the left shoe goes on the right foot and vice versa, because it's Converse Sneakers, right? Thank you. I'm sorry we had to go corporate, but, you know, we needed the money. Let's see. What else do we got? Oh, we have a few more advertisers for the show here. Oh, we have a brand new advertiser. I'm really excited about these guys here. These guys are on it. Sirhan's Saran Wrap. Sirhan's Saran Wrap. You got a bad rap? Try Sirhan's Saran Wrap, used by the finest ambassadors, hotels, ballrooms, and some of the finest hotels and kitchens in Los Angeles. Sirhan's Saran Wrap doesn't leave any air bubbles, polka dots, and the like. Sirhan's Saran Wrap, keeping everything airtight and under wraps, if you will. Keeping everything under wraps since 1968. It's an airtight case. Sirhan's Saran Wrap. Yes. We have another new advertiser. I'm very, very excited about these guys. Do any of our listeners out there have cars? If you do, check out Park & Sons Parking Lot and Parking Lot Services. We'll never forget where you parked your car ever again. You'll never forget that you never forgot where you parked your car. Park & Sons Parking Lot Services. Our service attendants don't even know their own names, but that's what their employee name tags are for. Hello, my name is Park & Sons. Many locations to serve you. I just don't remember where they are. Wait, what was, park your car here. Give us your keys. What could possibly go wrong? Park and Sons. It's a family-owned business for, it's a really long time. It's like 13 or, I don't know, 37 generations. I don't really remember. We're descendants off the Mayflower. Mayflower cause you skin irritations? Try spelt flower, and you'll be looking spelt. Park and Sons. Thanks, guys. We have a few more advertisers for you here. Actually, these guys have been with us for a while, so let me. So they don't pay us as much as the other guys do because we grandfathered them in, so to speak. But let me thank Max Roach Exterminators. Max Roach and his highly trained team will exterminate any infestation, large or small, preferably small, serving all of Bushwick and beyond. Max Roach Exterminators. If it kills, we move it. Max Roach Exterminators. And our final sponsor of the day, except for this one that I'm going to do in a few more minutes, and this is. I've never had to call these guys, but if I should, I'll know when to reach them because our advertising team can get me their number. It's Jim and the boys down at The Best Asbestos. Asbestos removal and asbestos removal services. The Best Asbestos. And for the best in asbestos removal, protection, asbestos removal services, this is the best asbestos can get. The Best Asbestos removal. We put the best in asbestos. The Best Asbestos and asbestos removal services. Thank you, Jim. And the guys. So it's a little tricky right now as far as having all these advertisers, because you know what time of year it is. It's Christmas time. So do I have to buy my advertisers Christmas presents? And if I do, shouldn't the whole thing with Christmas be, if it's the giving season, shouldn't the stores just give the products away? Shouldn't a real Christmas store just like, you know, or everyone's all, just give us the product. It's Christmas. What are you giving us? We're buying stuff from you. That's not, I don't know what Christmas is. Just give us the products on December. Oh, I was going to say about my sponsors. Do I need to give them bonuses? I'm a little worried about that because should I get them gift cards? Because I have like 15 sponsors at this point. Should I get them like Bed Bath & Beyond gift cards? Because I just don't know what to get. I'm a good gift giver, but I'm not a good gift receiver. Okay. Let me, okay, that was a lot of advertisers. As noted, we're having a Radio Free Brooklyn, radiofreebrooklyn.com. We're here the first Sunday of every month. Let me do one more advertiser, and then we'll do our special presentation for tonight, our special version one of our special song that we have presented for you tonight. We have another sponsor for the show. These guys are pretty new. They didn't pay last time, but they just upped, so I can read them now. I'd like to give a big again. Thought Patterns with Jason Trachtenberg. Welcome to Keith and the crew down at Erstwhile Textile. Erstwhile Textile for all your textile needs. Whatever your intentions, Erstwhile Textile has got you covered. Hey, I can't find this hard-to-find textile. We specialize in hard-to-find textiles. Hey, why don't you look behind the file cabinets or on the bottom of the other big stack of textiles we haven't touched in 4 or 5 years. Now, that's a hard-to-find textile. It's like way in the back of the room. That's hard to find. They could be anywhere in this chaotic mess. We're live from Erstwhile Textile, and their room is a chaotic mess. But that's why he doesn't pay. Like, you understand people's character. You know, he pays not on time. His back room is a mess. But advertisers are hard to find, and so I will read this copy nonetheless. Erstwhile Textile, do you have a home project? Why not give Erstwhile Textile a call? They probably won't call you back. All right, I'm sorry. I'll have to work this out with Keith. /backslash Keith. Okay, I'll give out their website. Hold on. erstwhiletextile.fabric.forward/.backslash.keith. .fabric. Erstwhile Textile. We got you covered. Okay. We are going to do what we came down here to do, which is a piece that I'm very... we are going to come down here to do what we've come down here to do. I have a new piece that I'd like to present to everyone today. It's a piece about relationships. 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 We all got them. They define us. We define them. In a way, they're an expression of our character to her fullest life expression, and it's something I've been taking note of lately. So real quickly, just a quick note. This song is not necessarily about my own situation, but about a series of situations from other friends, from other people who I may have encountered. You know, friends tell you things. Maybe you can apply their situation to your situation. And so I put it into this piece that's sort of a life story of sorts. Do we have any technical things we need to do before we start this piece? I'd like to actually get a cup of water.
Are you going to play guitar?
I'm not going to play guitar on this piece, but I'm going to play guitar on a piece later that's not as the main focus as this piece. This one's the main focus, and then we have a minor focus coming up after this. How's my audio coming through for these cans? That sounds great. Hey, let me get a cup of water for this. I'd like to encourage everyone at home to go get a cup of water right now and count to five. Everyone, one,
two,
three. Okay, this is my favorite part of the show. I've done this before. I open up the jar not over the soundboard if Tom's listening, and I do this on the air. This is one of my favorite parts of the show. I seriously can't be the first radio show host to do this. Or it can't be. That would be impossible.
That would be impossible.
Oh, that's so good. So this song's about relationships. It's based on a series of situations that I know, different friends. And the song is set to this melody of, I'm going to get real serious here, Johann Sebastian Bach's 147th concerto in the key of C major, because it's easier that way. It's always easier. It's a life story. It's a tale. I will take off my hat for this, because we're getting serious. And I want to respect the audience, too. I mean, this is a radio show. This is the tale of two people who needed each other. They meet one another by accident, maybe on purpose. It's hard to explain what the circumstance was. Some would call it coincidence. Others would think about their situations, unstable relations, and cordon off sensations. Reality hits and you find yourself pregnant with child. Of course, it's the child of God who's been sent from above, save for the 3 minutes of love. But the funniest parts were the formal exchanges. I'll call you on Saturday. Maybe the phone rings. I need a companion who understands everything. Now I'm a liar. I'm fronting for somebody's father, an infant who's deemed irresponsible. Maybe it's possible. Perhaps the baby was born with a mission, a reason, a function to satisfy someone. The mother completely and ever so neatly. And tricks be they treatly. And all those children's parties. The child is grown and is now an adult. With adult responsibilities, jobs, unemployment, economy crashes. Like waves, backwards lashes, the money is real, but in life hard to quantify. Splitting it even makes everything easy. When selling on Etsy, I'm trying to simplify. Forces compel us to mock indiscriminately. Sheer interaction becomes a distraction from real life, which means more than computer screens, all these gadgets and gizmos we stare at for hours and hours, enforcing beliefs that we already knew. How much time do you do? How much time? As for me and my marriage, it's tricky but busy, yet filled with domestic bliss. Animals, chores. My art aligns with yours. My art aligns with yours. What the difference is between fact and reality. Serious malady. Heartache and backache become interchangeable. Maybe exchangeable. Health and nutrition became my religion through natural living and constant caregiving. For those who may need what I give, I'm receiving. The moral, of course, is to never veer off it and keep yourself clean from the destructive forces that penetrate progress and veer you off course. As the legend's been told, be it too many times, that the knock on conformity may be enormity, maybe some normalcy, maybe some reason, some rhyme, when it's me and my interests that come at the forefront of every discussion without repercussion, without interruption. I ask of this question, who is this lawyer who's down in the foyer? He's suffered impunity, granted immunity, all for a lease that is signed in perpetuity. Where is my neighbor? She went into labor. Another new baby, I think it's a Christian, gave birth in the kitchen. I thank you for listening in. It's Thought Patterns with Jason Trachtenberg. We're here the first Sunday of every month. Hey, sorry I missed the meeting yesterday, Tom. I was on the clock.
being broadcast right now.
Oh, if you could broadcast us, that'd be.
Did you check the stream when you came in?
I thought I did.
Did you?
I guess not. Feel free to put us on the air then. I'm glad you're here. Feel free to put us on the air. We still have a 30 something minutes. Sorry about that. Yeah, just get it going and stuff. And we're gonna run that one more time as well too. I thought we were on the air because I did not check the stream. We're here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Was the last show on the air?
I have no idea.
Oh, because we just passed it from they just passed the buck right to me, so it was a possibility. This is real radio, folks. Hopefully, as soon as we get back on the air, are we back on the air yet? Or are we still streaming?
No, you're not on the air.
Okay, tell me when we're ready.
It's an internet issue.
Oh, okay, whenever you're ready. So yeah, to take a few. But yeah, so we'll run that piece again. And that was a good start. And I guess
I can move some mics around.
Oh, should I move some mics around? So this is Tom. He runs the radio station, obviously.
This is my
Mingy, JP, and Lily. We're making a live video with the purposes of promoting everyone Radio for Brooklyn. Make sure we get the banner in there too. We could also do some studio B-roll as well too. Get the banner. Maybe do a little something like that. See, yeah. Okay, that's a goal.
I'm gonna have to restart the router.
Yeah, whenever you're ready. We'll do a 30-minute special today. How's that sound?
No. You need to be on the air until.
Are we on the air right now?
Once we get you back.
Yeah, I was using bad math, Tom. Whatever you want. You know I'm on the air. Whenever you get on, you know that. Would I give up 2 minutes of airtime for anything? You know, come on. Thank you. Jesus Christ. Let me know the second we're on the air, and I'll give you material like you've never heard before. Except for it'll be similar to the first 30 minutes, probably. Mm-hmm. Oh, let's get the guitar action set up too for that. I'd like this, JP. Maybe sit down in the chair and do the guitar for the guitar songs. Because I do like to play. That's how I like to do it. So.
I'm not hearing this band.
Yeah. Or we could just use this one mic just as guitar and vocal. It would be okay because it's actually more, you know, if that's the way it is. How's it looking, Miggy? All right, on your end?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, good. Yeah. And I guess like right up against here. Let me take off this thing here. I use this to deflect some of the energy from these computers. Oh, take this tuner off. Always take your tuner off. Oops, coming through. Let's do the guitar stuff first and kind of take a little break from the Bach thing and we'll do the Bach thing because we have 30 minutes left. And then there's another show that comes in right after us. We'll have to burn out of here and we'll burn out fast. Although they're really cool to deal with. But we'll still have to wrap up and burn out fast.
Da-da-da-da.
And then Tina needs me in Union Square at 6 o'clock. So, geely, geely, goo. Geely, geely, goo. Geely, geely, goo. Okay, let me get this song right here. This would have been. Okay, hey everyone, we're on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. We are on www.RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, the only radio station that matters. I hope that everyone had a nice meditation session. Think within your own thoughts, however that was, because sometimes your own thoughts are what you need. Seriously, what else is there but your own thoughts? The show's called Thought Patterns. My name is Jason Trachtenberg. We're here the first Sunday of every month. And if I can get my act together, I'm ready for anything around here. I could do a weekly show, whatever you want, Tom, seriously. So we're here, but I know it's a little messy right now, but trust me, folks, for those of you who've worked with me in the past, no, it's worth sticking with me, people, all right? You know that. Oh, my God. We're here at RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, the The show after us is going to be Carol Gimble, as I talked about a couple times during the meditation session that we had earlier. So let me mention her now that we're not meditating anymore. Carol Gimble's show is We Only Listen to Dead People. She is responsible for having me talk about my honey mustard salad dressing recipe, which I will quickly re-up the information here. It's not honey mustard. It's mustard honey. Why? Because there's more mustard than honey by a scale of 4 to 1. Let's talk about this recipe. First off, who wants a sweet salad? Nobody wants a sweet salad. You want to put a couple raisins in? That's fine, but it shouldn't be a sweet salad. Have dessert. You know. Oh, God. I wasn't going to tell you about this, but I think I kind of have to right now. I had a Thanksgiving disaster. I made a recipe that involved, it seemed like such a good idea. It involved squash, it involved sweet potato, and it involved broccoli. That's where I went wrong. I thought I'd make a holiday mash. A holiday mash, right? For the seasonal holiday mash with the holiday colors. Green, that's a holiday color. Orange, that definitely is a holiday color. And yellow, a holiday color. A holiday mash, where it would be all these vegetables, nothing, no oil. No, it sounded like such a good idea. I'd been planning it for at least a couple of days because, you know, I'm a reasonable guy. And so I steamed the vegetables. And I thought, well, should I mash it with a masher because it's a holiday mash? Here's what happened. I made the fatal mistake of putting the holiday mash in the seasonal mash. It was a seasonal mash. Was I calling it a holiday mash? It's a seasonal mash made up with seasonal vegetables. I made the mistake of putting the seasonal mash in the Vitamix. Bad decision. It turned into seasonal mash turned into, if I could quote my daughter, holiday mush. Seasonal mash became holiday mush, and it was a drinkable vegetable drink of just of the worst texture possible. Seasonal mash became holiday mush. Thank you, everyone agreed. That's the thing. Everyone agreed. Even robots agreed. Seasonal mash became holiday mush. And my daughter called. She goes, Dad, did you make holiday mush? I'm like, no, I made seasonal mash. And it was a mess. And there ended up my friends, you know, Jamie and Madison, our friends, they ended up taking 3 containers home of seasonal mash. I mean, holiday mush, in containers. And I'm not sure what became of it. Probably not too much. Probably not too much. So that was a disaster. But let me quickly talk about the honey mustard dressing, and then maybe we'll do a couple songs for you. In the we have about 26 minutes here left in the show. We'll do a couple songs for you. We are recording a live video today. As everyone did not know, except for us here, we are recording a live music video today. I'll let you all know because we've been breaking down the fourth wall pretty hard. You guys missed it while you were meditating. We were breaking down the fourth wall really hard. And by the way, congratulations for everyone for meditating for at least 30 minutes, if not longer. It's a community collective, Radio Free Brooklyn, and some of us are more technically oriented than others. I am pretty far down on the totem pole as far as technical orientation and just the orientation in general. I mean, I went to the orientation, but you know, anyway. So we're here the first Sunday of every month. Honey mustard salad dressing. Here's the deal. Does anyone out there still buy salad dressing in a jar? I mean, you're in a bottle? Because what's the first ingredient if you buy your salad dressing in a bottle? That's right. If it's not some horrible oil, then hopefully the first ingredient is water, right? Hopefully. That's a horrible salad dressing. So what I'm trying to tell everyone is make your own salad dressing. Take a jar, and here you go. Here's your mustard honey dressing. Not honey mustard, because it's mustard honey, because the mustard comes first. Take 4 tablespoons of mustard. Put it in a jar. Take a half a teaspoon. Okay, fine. I'm in a good mood. 1 teaspoon of a raw honey. Then add enough water so it looks like a salad dressing. And then put in cayenne pepper powder, ginger powder, maybe onion powder and garlic powder. Add the right amount of water because you don't need soybean oil or maltodextrin in your salad dressing. Then put it in a jar that you hopefully have sitting around. Shake until liquefied, but not too liquefied because you don't want to turn into like, you know, holiday mush. And then you pour it on your salad and it's just the right amount of sweetness, spicy and tart at the same time. This salad dressing is sweet, spicy, savory, tart, and sweet. I mentioned that already. At the same time. All 5 taste you know, sensations are matched in this mustard honey salad dressing that you can make yourself at home on your own timeline. Let's record it. Let's go for a song. What do you say? Whatever happens, happens. It's rock and roll, right? It's rock and roll. It's not rock and roll. Are you ready for this? I've gone freak folk, everybody. I know, I can't believe it happened as far as things go. And, you know, I go through these phases. And so this is a bit of a freakier, folkier kind of phase I'm going through right now as far as things go. And this is a brand new song. It's called Lightning's Enlightening. It's a brand new song. It's the first time the song has ever been broadcast over the air on the radio or in any kind of situation as far as things go. What could possibly go wrong? What could possibly go wrong with this setup? I'll just be really careful. Folks, we are live on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Thought Patterns with Jason Trachtenberg, the first Sunday of every month. The song goes exactly like this. It's kind of a scary song. I've been struck by lightning once or twice. Here's my idea. Please heed this advice. Thoughts about tomorrow, will they ever last? Lightning's enlightening, make tomorrow past. Well, lightning's enlightening, make tomorrow past. Associations in the ground, one side a seed, the other side a sound. Take a pen and paper when in doubt. Here is my figuring it out. Sir, take a funny sentence, make them laugh. You'll be complaining about your better half. Oh, you'll be complaining about your better half. Of all commitments, half a house. Rana the receptionist, Stephanie Klaus. Take a pen and paper, dishes indeed. Song Lightning's Enlightening. I have a piece I'd like to do for you tonight. I put together this new piece that we're definitely here to put together, and this is a piece I did about relationships, and this is kind of a serious, a thoughtful piece. Relationships, we all got them. They define us, we define them. They're a bit of an expression of who we are. And so this next piece is based on a series of relationships, people. Not about me necessarily, but then not about me as well too. I'm a character in here, but I'm not all the characters in this song. I'm just some of the characters in the song. So, but it's based on a series of conversations that I heard or overheard. Friends tell each other things. You can kind of base your situation on theirs. Maybe even learn a thing or two about yourself. I mean, gosh, anything's possible, right? At this point, I'd like to do one of the things I love doing on the air, and I'd like to take a drink of water on the air. Is that at all possible? Where did my water jar go? Is it around anywhere? Did we hide it? Did Tom take it? Oh, I know he took it. I know Tom took my water jar. Oh, he didn't take my water jar. Where is it? Oh, I can't see it. Oh, I'm sorry, Tom. Oh, God. He didn't take my water jar. I'm sorry about that. I know he took my water jar. Okay, I'm going to drink water on the air. This is something we do every week. This is one of my favorite parts of the show. Ah, oh, that's delicious. Okay, thank you. That's so good. Okay, real quickly here. This song is based on the melody of Johann Sebastian Bach's 147th concerto in the key of, let's just say C major. It's easier that way. All right? Okay. Let's get serious. We can fix this in post. Huh. Okay. I'm glad Tom didn't see that. Okay. This piece is based on the melody of Johann Sebastian Bach's 147th concerto in the key of C major. It's easier that way. This is the tale of two people who needed each other. They meet one another by accident, maybe on purpose. It's hard to explain what the circumstance was. Some would call it coincidence. Others would think about their situations, unstable relations, and cordon off sensations. Reality hits and you find yourself pregnant with child. Of course, it's the child of God who's been sent from above. Save for the 3 minutes of love, but the funniest part were the formal exchanges. I'll call you on Saturday. Maybe the phone rings. I need a companion who understands everything. Now I'm a liar. I'm fronting for somebody's father, an infant who's deemed irresponsible. Maybe it's possible. Perhaps the baby was born with a mission, a reason, a function to satisfy someone. The mother completely and ever so neatly. And tricks be they treatly. And all those children's parties. The child is grown and is now an adult with adult responsibilities, jobs, unemployment. Economy crashes like waves backwards lashes. The money is real, but in life hard to quantify. Splitting it even makes everything easy. When selling on Etsy, I'm trying to simplify. Forces compel us to mock indiscriminately. Sheer interaction becomes a distraction from real life, which means more than computer screens, all these gadgets and gizmos we stare at for hours and hours, enforcing beliefs that we already knew. How much time do you do? How much time? As for me and my marriage, it's tricky but busy, yet filled with domestic bliss, animals, chores. My art aligns with yours. My art aligns with yours. What the difference is between fact and reality. Serious malady, heartache and backache become interchangeable. Maybe exchangeable health and nutrition became my religion through natural living and constant caregiving for those who may need what I give. I'm receiving. The moral, of course, is to never veer off it and keep yourself clean from the destructive forces that penetrate progress and veer you off courses. The legend's been told, be it too many times, that the knock on conformity may be enormity, maybe some normalcy, maybe some reason, some rhyme, when it's me and my interests that come at the forefront of every discussion without repercussion, without interruption. I ask of this question, who is this lawyer who's down in the foyer? He suffered impunity, granted immunity, all for a lease that is signed in perpetuity. Where is my neighbor? She's gone into labor. Another new baby gave birth in the kitchen. I think it's a Christian. I thank you for listening in. Relationships. Based on Johann Sebastian Bach's 147th concerto in the key of C major. Chris, here on Thought Patterns, we do what we do every time at 4:44 and 44 seconds, that's sports, weather, and traffic together on the fours. Sports, weather, and traffic together on the fours. Apparently, in the latest sports news, there's a team called the Predators in hockey that I didn't know existed. There's a team called the Predators. I don't know. I don't know if that's gonna be how well that's gonna go down. But I hadn't heard about them. It's a hockey team. I don't know what town they're from. Maybe Memphis or Nashville. Nashville, maybe. I'm sure we got some hockey fans out there. Predators. Found that interesting. So that's sports. Weather. It's getting cold out there. Wear a sweater. It's so cold out there. I'm wearing my horrible, ugly coat. That's how bad the weather is. And traffic. Take public transportation if you can. It's always easier. You'll always be glad that you did. You will not get anywhere faster in a car than you will on a subway. Speaking about subways, real quickly, there's a very special Thought Patterns with Jason Trachtenberg announcement here today. And that is, I am unveiling a new plan for the city of New York that
will eliminate cell phone usage in public transportation, because for several reasons. One is with the advent of cell phones, and you're stuck in a hot box such as the subway car, that the waves of the of everyone's cell phone are bouncing off the walls, creating a really toxic electromagnetic space. And so I propose that by fiat, which is the term that Lippi told me about, okay, that by fiat, in other words, not a real, but the public just agrees to this, is that, here we go, in the second car from the front and the second car from the back will be a cell phone and digital device free zone. Your device must be turned off and you may not be looking at it. Therefore, you can read a book, that's fine. I would prefer that you don't even listen to music as well, to take your headphones off, fine. Take your headphones off, because you might be actually checking your thing. I'm not sure. So take your headphones off. You can read a text. You can read a book, but not by a textbook. Is what I meant. Not a text message. Ugh. And that's gonna be the second car from the front, the second car from the back on subway transportation, and it'll be understood. And if someone should come in on the subway, and you can do this not just in New York, but in whatever town that you're in, if someone should come in on your subway, and you, everyone just give them the look, right? The friend. You do not use your digital device to text or read an iBook. You cannot read an iBook either. You cannot. Why? Because memory retention has been shown to be shorter when reading from digital platforms. You know, they did studies with young men and young women. I've been watching too much of that Pizzagate story. Oh my God, give me a break. I don't know, fake news. I'm into this stuff. I'm into conspiracy theories, or as the opposite is called, a coincidence theorist, right? Who believes that's the first time I've heard that. Yeah, Pizzagate. Some young boys and young girls. I don't want to be thinking about this stuff, especially after 10 o'clock at night. I mean, in a perfect world and on the internet. That stuff will be unavailable after 10 o'clock at night. In a perfect world, there will be no chocolate after 10 o'clock at night. Okay, none. In a perfect world, there will be snacking after 10 o'clock at night, but it has to be nothing too heavy. In a perfect world. I know we're not in a perfect world. I understand that. You know what I'd like to do for you tonight while I got you here? I'm going to do another song on guitar. Because that's the kind of guy I am. You know, that's the kind of guy. Here it comes. Woo! Thank you. We're filming live video here, live music video here at Radio Free Brooklyn. And this is a song. I've been meaning to do this one for a long time. For those, and also for those of you early who missed all of our advertisers, you missed while you were meditating earlier, you missed a bunch of our new advertisers. So we will have to do our advertisers again next week. And I apologize that. That you missed all of our addresses. Okay. Ba 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 dilly da 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 ba 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 dilly da ba 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 da ba 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 dilly 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 do dilly do dilly do dilly do ba 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 ba. The song I'd like to do for you is a cover song of a very, 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 very big hit from the mid-80s. The interesting thing about this song is that due to the nature of the way that radio works, I was force-fed this song hundreds of more times, if not thousands of times, more so than the song was ever intended to be listened to by any human being. The song is just a song. Even the original writer of the song and the engineers and producers in the studio where they record these things, did not hear the song thousands and thousands of times. Therefore, my interpretation and my reflection of it and is going to be possibly at this point 30 years artistically beyond where not be in addition 30 years in addition to its original setting. Yeah, beyond was a I'd say weasel word, making it sound like it has. An added level of importance. That I can't say. That's up for society to say. So this song was a very big hit in the mid-80s. I'm sure you know it. And I got to listen to this song so many times. Ba-da-ba-da. Ba-da-ba-da.
many men ask if you wanted to dance. They're looking for a little romance. Give it half a chance. I have never seen that dress you're wearing, or the highlights in your hair that catch your eyelids. I have been blinded by the lady. She's dancing with me, away with me. Chicka cheek to cheek, chicka cheek. There's nobody here. I told you there's nobody here. It's just you and me. It's how I hold my cards. I hardly know, whoa. Man, I hardly know. This beauty by my side. Beauty, I hardly know. Never will forget. Oh, the lady in red. I've never seen you looking so gorgeous as you did tonight. I've never seen you shine so bright, except for the first verse. You were amazing, fantastic, redundant, repeated. I've never seen so many people want to be there by your side. Can I be by your side? Can I be your side? Okay, so I'll be on the side, he'll be on the side, there's some guy back here, there's some other guy over here. Okay, there's like four or five of us right now, it's a little awkward for all of us. That's okay, that's okay, I get it. You know, we're in New York City, you know, things happen. I've never seen so many men want to be there by your side. But when you looked at me and smiled, you took my breath away. I can't breathe. I have never had such a feeling. I got my breath back. Such a feeling of complete and utter love. Do, 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 do. And I have never seen those shoes you're wearing either. And though they're footwear, they do fit you like a glove. I wanna do you right now. You're my lady in red. She's dancing away with me. Cheek, 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 cheek. There's nobody here. I told you there's nobody here. It's just you and me. That's how I hold my cards. But I hardly know. Man, I hardly know. This beauty by my side. Bum, 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 bum. I never will forget.
was written by Krista Berg. And I added the part at the end. Okay. So we're here at Thought Patterns with Jason Trachtenberg. We're here the first Sunday of every month, generally from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock. I understand there were some technical difficulties early on today, but you know what? Folks, I wouldn't have it any other way. Not that I have a choice. Anyway, so you missed all of our advertisers. Let me actually, you know what? I have time to do a few more advertisers. It's for the we had a few advertisers that I was talking about earlier. Let me actually tell you a little bit more about our advertisers, actually, here in the final 3 minutes of the show here. We are here the first Sunday of every month. Coming up after us is Carol Gimbel's show, We Only Listen to Dead People. It's a show that features musicians, I guess, who aren't alive anymore, so therefore it's all older songs, but they could be one day old as well, too, because, you know, someone could have written a song, died, gotten the link to Carol in time for her show. as their final move, then died on the internet. There's got to be have people died on the internet? Then people must have died on the internet at this point, right? In fact, you know what, folks? All together now, we're all dying on the internet. Okay, you know what? I have time for one. Yeah, tell me about it. Okay, folks, I have time for one advertiser. I'm going to read here before we take off. We have about 2 minutes left in the show. Thank you again for tuning in. It's RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Folks, does anyone out there have a car by chance? Does anyone drive? Because if you do, check out our newest sponsor, Park & Sons, parking lot and parking lot services. We'll never forget where you parked your car ever again. You'll never forget where you parked your car, and you'll never remember where you forgot that you parked your car. Park & Sons, parking lot services. Our service attendants don't even know their own names, but that's what the employee name tags are for. Hello, my name is Park & Sons. With many locations to serve you, we just don't remember where they are. Park & Sons, you can park your car here. You can give us your keys. What could possibly go wrong? Park & Sons, it's a family-owned car parking and car parking service. Come on in, it's fine. It's a parking and parking lot and car parking services. We're talking about Park & Sons. You can come in. We're talking about Park & Sons. Do you guys have a car? Because if you do, let me tell you where you need to park. It's at Park & Sons. Car parking and car parking services. That's right. It's a family-owned business. Did I tell you guys that? It's a family-owned business, and it's been in the family for 13, a really long time. It's been maybe 13 or 37 generations. It's been like a really long time. Because our descendants are actually from the Mayflower. Mayflower cause your skin to irritate? Then try spelt flower. Park & Sons, parking lot and parking lot services. You've been a fabulous audience. We're gearing up for the next show here on Radio Free Brooklyn because I pretty much have taken this about as far as I can possibly take it. These kids are online. Everyone's online these days. We're getting ready for the next show here, which is called We Only Listen to Dead People, which is my wife's favorite show. Hey, let me ask you guys a question. So on the show, what if someone dies? Okay, I'm going to do a little fourth wall. You know the part on the radio station? Remember when
dies on our show?
No. Let me finish the question. Okay, no. No one's ever died on the internet, right? Okay, so the question is, okay, so you guys only play songs of people who've died. Is that correct?
That is not correct.
No. Oh, Jesus. I'm the most foolish host on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Jason Trachtenberg. We're here the first Sunday of every month. You've been a really good audience, I guess. It's up to you, for you to figure that out. Let me thank my film crew here who helped us out. We have Mingy Kim, we have J.P. Marin, and we have Lily on getting a microphone as well, too. We have about 5 seconds left. RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, Thought Patterns with Jason Trachtenberg. Thank you.